You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM, Cotton, Eureka, Arcata, and Sunny Blue Lake, and streaming to the world over at KHUM.com. Coming up a little bit later on tonight, there's a really cool performance which is happening over at Synapsis, which is at 212 G Street over in Eureka, which is just the corner of G and 2nd right across from the Humboldt Bay, the place where you get the good oysters with a ship out in front. It's pretty relatively easy to find right there. But several of the Del Arte students are in the middle of their community-based arts projects, and this project is pretty neat. I'm going to go ahead and leave it to one of you all to describe it.
Yeah, we're lucky enough to work with this fantastic organization that I think a lot of people know about called Resolution Care, based in Eureka. They're a palliative care organization, and they are very innovative and forward-thinking, and they're all about approaching patients as human beings and supporting them, you know, in whatever capacity they need support.
And did you all get to pick Resolution Care?
We did. We got to pick whoever we wanted to work with.
Any nonprofit in the county, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we chose them because they're amazing.
And so you've been working with them in order to create a theater piece. So my mind's going wild. What should people expect?
We are not necessarily presenting a theater piece, but we are presenting some theatrical moments, meaning dance, poetry, like short pieces. There are a few characters that might suddenly appear, surprisingly. And so the idea is to get creative with them and also open a space for people and general audience to gather with us and together have a collective evening. We are going to create like a big mandala with different materials, organic materials. This, as Melanie would call it, like family-sized mandala in the ground. So we are hoping to that the audience is going to be excited about just filling this huge mandala with all these great flowers and organic secret materials that we are going to just gather around it.
So should the audience members bring anything for these mandalas, or...?
We'll have everything they need.
Yeah. Okay, so people should come. Expect to participate a little bit.
Oh, you know, only if you want to. I'm someone who doesn't really like to participate when I go to theater. I like to sit in the back and watch. So we're aiming to create a comfortable environment where you can do as you please. But all of us, there's four of us working together from Del Arte, and we all really love the idea of community activities and community work that helps break the ice and bring people together. And it's a really nice way to ease into an evening together.
And Melanie and Alfredo, you're both working with Edith and Cleo on this?
Yeah, that's correct. Edith and Cleo, they are the other two members of this collaboration, of this group. And we are four. It is four of us working together in this project.
So are the caregivers, supporters, doctors participating as well as the patients?
Yeah, we have a handful of people participating from Resolution Care as well as from Del Arte. We have a couple of patients who are able to come as well, which was not something that, you know, we expected from the beginning because patients are at their end of life. But some of them have been able to make plans to come out, which is really exciting.
How has it been working and developing this?
Yeah, so it's been really revealing in terms of how these amazing people approach all the patients just with an open heart and with the time and the availability to listen to them and just be there for them in whatever they need, meaning, you know, health advice, meaning personal advice with, you know, like the things each of them deal with. in the context or in the situations they find themselves. So in that way, it's been revealing, it's been surprising, at least to myself, to see how these people interact with these patients, like not from a, let's say, hard or cold medical way that we would expect from doctors, but in a more human and even, I may say, spiritual, friendly way to approach them.
And you integrated this whole approach into the piece?
Well, you know, we really have only gotten a taste of what Resolution Care does. Their world is so huge, and the amount of time we've been able to spend with them is minute in comparison. But we've experienced so much over the last month in being able to visit patients and being able to spend time with them at the office, sit in on conference calls. So we've taken, I think we've absorbed a feeling, you know, and that's what we're bringing in, our experience and being with them.
And it's going to be 7 p.m. on tonight on Over at Synapsis. And how much is it to attend?
It's for free. It's a community event for everybody. Kids are welcome too, because as Michael Fratkin, who's the founder of Resolution Care, said to us at the beginning, death is an event for the whole family. So really, that might sound morbid, but really, death and dying is a part of all of our lives. And we, the team from Del Arte, we're very eager to open up the conversation about it and explore this side of our lives and see how we can support those people in our lives who are sick and need our support.
All the pieces and all these moments that we as creators and audience as creators are wanting to bring to honor, are related to death. But it's not an evening about death. We are calling this an evening to honor end-of-life experiences. So this means that I might not be necessarily a patient or a person that find myself in a, like, and in the end of my life because X or Y, but I might know some people, or I might have like close experience that inspire me to bring something that moves me.
But it won't be a completely heavy evening?
It won't be a tragedy evening, a tragic evening. No, it will be an open-hearted and musical evening, because we're going to have live music, it is worth to say.
So 7 p.m. Synapsis this evening, that's 212 G Street. There is a Facebook event for this, and I'm also going to put the information up over at khum.com as well.
And there's also an email address, if anybody who is listening feels interested in asking any question, like more specific, it is voicethejourneyeureka@gmail.com.
That sounds great. I'm going to say that one more time. voicethejourneyeureka@gmail.com. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll get back into the music here in just a little bit. So stick around. You're listening to KHUM.